This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Joe Messina Show. A pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Join a group that is much smarter than I am. Head over to JoeMessina.com. We have a live chat room going on there, along with you being able to watch live, join the chat, and just do so many things that you can have some fun with. And I mean that sincerely. Just head over there. Enjoy yourself. You can watch the show while you're, you know, talking or texting or whatever it is, conversing with other people. All right. I got so much going on. I don't know. You guys ever see General Keane? He's on Fox a lot. And, you know, Iran has been totally humiliated at this point. Hezbollah, the Houthis, completely stunned by Israel's attack failure, right? They look at what's going on and say, oh, my God, I can't believe this. How did that happen? They were so sure they were going to annihilate Israel, they were going to wipe them out big time. And then they found that their, quote-unquote, brothers in the faith were not going to let them get away with it. Jordan got involved. Right? Information was passed off by other Arab nations to the Israelis. So, you know, and Jack Keane, retired general, I have to find out from General Valley what he's like. He was talking about Iran's failed missile and drone attack over the weekend. He said it was a huge opportunity for Israel and the United States to leverage the humiliation, right? I mean, against Hezbollah and the Houthis and the rebels and so forth. They couldn't even strike Israel properly. I mean, not that I want them to win, not that I want them to do it. Jack went on to say that, the general went on to say, Hezbollah have to be stunned, frankly, because they've been urging Iran to get more involved, to help them out in what they're doing. They wanted more direct assistance from Iran. They got it, and it was a fizzle. It was a bad firecracker, you know what I'm saying? But what happened was historic, if you think about it. Hundreds. Right? Iran never invaded Israel before or fired on them like this. But the reality is it was overwhelming defeat for Iran. The humiliation, their national leaders certainly humiliated. Their military humiliated. Right? And you got to believe that the proxies are completely stunned by the result that Iran was not able to achieve anything other than prove their willingness to attack it right. Right? And God bless. I'm glad they missed. God bless. I'm glad that the U.S. and Jordan got involved and helped out. And the other, you know, Arab nations helped out. Now, multiple countries came together to help fend off I didn't know this. I thought I had read earlier there was only 100. But I mean, guys, think about something here. You have 300 drones, right? 300 drones and missiles were launched at Israel. And the defense forces, well, Israeli defense forces claimed that over 99% of them had been thwarted by their forces and by the allies that they had. And by direction to support the defense of Israel, the U.S. military moved aircraft, ballistic missile. Yeah, sure. Okay, whatever. ballistic missiles, defense destroyers in the region over the course of the past week. Thanks to these deployments and the extraordinary skill of our service members, we've helped Israel take down nearly all of the incoming drones and missiles. It was a statement by President Biden, who, by the way, I haven't checked it out. I haven't got more information, but you guys know there's a audio that is circulating that is not, it shows that Biden is not an ally of Israel. We'll get to that in a little bit. The U.S. was the only country to step in and defend Israel, though. France, Jordan, and the United Kingdom also playing roles in helping out, supporting. This is going to be a major warning to them. If you think about it, they know that not everybody's on the same page. They know not everybody wants Israel gone. And that's the other thing. You know, they talk about genocide and all this other stuff, but isn't that exactly? You guys are a pro-Palestinian out there? You guys are supporting Hamas? Isn't that exactly what they're doing? So I guess it's okay, right? They committed genocide against the Jews, but that's it. I mean, are we serious? You're really that hateful or that, I should say, ignorant? Because I love hearing these people talk about the difference between Palestine and Israel, and I just have to laugh. Because everything they accuse Israel of doing when it comes to women, are you serious? Do you pay attention to the cultures and the differences? Do you really know what's going on? It's just crazy. Are we truly just crazy? 855 Real Joe. 855-732. I know, sometimes they just got to breathe. Right? I mean, even today, Michael Moore came out and said, and warned Biden that, you know, you're going to lose like Hillary did in 2016 over your support for Israel. Right, Michael Moore, isn't that great? He's such a nice guy. Does he want to wipe it out or what? I don't understand. Where's he going with all this? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I want to do this story. I think it's great. This shows you their hate and hypocrisy. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Tom Singer, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I so much appreciate your time with me on the air, in the chat room here, texting and tweeting on the website, or, I don't know, texting and texting, whatever it's called, whatever. Anyway, we're talking about Michael Moore when we left, went to break. And he's talking about how Joe Biden's going to lose. He's going to get crushed if he doesn't turn against Israel. It will be his support for Israel. Now think about what he's saying. It'll be his support for Israel that'll take him down. He said that the Democrat voters will stay home in protest. Now, I want you to hear this you Democrat voters. You hate Trump, but Biden hates you. If you're a Jew in the Democrat Party, I really would love 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'd love to hear from you. I'm not going to chastise you. I'm not going to make fun of you or anything like that. I really would love to know this man that is doing everything he can truly, honestly, not to support Israel, not to support the Jews in their existence. And in case you're really ignorant to this, young Jew, old Jew, whatever, they want you annihilated. Do you understand that, the truth of that? They will not want, they do not want one Jew, one synagogue, anything that reminds them of the Jewish culture on the planet. And yet you keep voting them in. And don't give me this stuff where go ahead and give us a better candidate for Republicans, because you had one. And he proved himself to you. He proved himself to you in Jordan, I mean in Jerusalem. He proved himself to you in the support that he gave the Israeli people. Netanyahu and others there said that Trump was the most supportive president, U.S. president that they'd ever had. All right? Now, Moore said during his podcast rumble with Michael Moore that Clinton lost by 2 votes per precinct. He addressed Biden and said, "That's what's going to happen to you, Mr. Biden. You could end up now. You could know it's wrong. I know you know it's wrong. I know I sound like a broken record," he went on to say. "I know you know that you're going to lose this election. In part because too many people are going to stay home. They're not going to vote for Trump. They're not going to switch their vote to Trump for you. And they're not going to vote for you. It's that simple." Moore argued that the people didn't want war and told the president that they were sick of what the Bidens have been doing. Whoa. I'm sorry, was that him? Oh, yeah, it was a quote from him. That's amazing. There are hundreds of thousands of, if not millions of young people between the ages of 18 and 30, probably 35, maybe even 40, young people don't want war. Why? Well, why don't they want, they don't like war. Because they're the ones that are usually sent to go and die in war. Right? And it's true. This is why they don't support it. They don't support you, and now they're sick of you, sick of what you've been doing, and you can't see it more. Well, I got to do, hey, Michael, he can't see much of anything right now. Watch him. Watch how he squints, how he looks around to where he's supposed to be going when he's done speaking. You know? He goes on to say, which I don't believe. Morgan, that the White House aides must have relayed similar warnings to Biden and said that he needed to give reparations to Gaza. Who? We need to give our money for reparations for Gaza? Michael, you've got the money. You go ahead and give it to them. How's that? Right? Again with the word reparations. Don't you love it? And if he took, and frankly, if he paid attention, he'd find out that the Jews and the U.S. was dropping all kinds of food and drink to them. Not only does he want us to give them reparations, but he wants us to help them build their homes back. What are we, the zero-interest bank of the planet? Just amazing. It doesn't get any better than this. NBC now is warning that warning Biden that there's a problem in Michigan as his 2020 voters turn on him. And one commentator said they're not stupid enough to vote for you again. My God, I can't. Again, Joe Biden got in. I feel like that he stole it. That's number one. Number two, if you pay attention. Now, as to the stuff that's coming up that's finally getting in front of the courts for real, the stuff that Mike Lindell and that Donald Trump were bringing and his attorneys were bringing way back when, they didn't lay it out properly. And they didn't get dismissed because there was no evidence there. They got dismissed because they weren't presented properly. All right? That's simple. The reason why those of us started this campaign is basically to save Biden from himself because of what he's done to support his massacre, or this massacre, to fund it, be the bank for Israel and the slaughter of these people. You notice that these far-left nutjobs never talk about how many people were killed in Israel. How in the middle of a ceasefire, kids that were the young kids that were simply dancing and partying in Israel were massacred. The young girls raped and beaten and dragged around the streets. That was okay. Apparently that's just fine. They never talk about it. They don't care about that. And matter of fact, I'll tell you what, Michael. I know you don't listen to my show. I hope they stay home. I hope they stay home. I hope that when Trump gets reelected, he cleans the swamp, rebuilds our status in the Middle East and other places, brings us back to the power that we need to be to help keep peace in those regions. Remember, we don't have to really even fight anything. Reagan's line, peace through strength, is 1,000% right on. Right? Politicians say it all the time. How much damage do you want to put up with? What are you willing to give up? You fire on us, and I hope to God nobody ever fires us while Biden's in office. Because the flag over the White House won't be the American flag. It's going to be the white flag. You know, and if our elected officials, if they weren't so darn concerned with getting reelected again, and more concerned with doing the right thing for the American people, they would have to beat their brains out trying to get elected again. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more on the Joe Messina Show when we return.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump appeared in a New York City courtroom Monday as the process of jury selection began for his trial regarding hush money payments.
Nothing like this has ever happened before. Every legal scholar says this case is nonsense. It should never have been brought.
Trump facing allegations of tampering with business records to conceal payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election. U.S. reaffirming its commitment to Israel's security, President Biden said that during his meeting with the Prime Minister of Iraq at the White House Monday. Biden emphasized that the U.S. and its allies assisted Israel in repelling Iran's recent attack over the weekend. Cities across the U.S. experienced organized protests against Israel Monday. The closure of the southbound lanes of the Golden Gate Bridge resulted in hours of traffic disruption. Protesters also gathered on Wall Street in Manhattan, at the Port of Long Beach in California, and in other locations. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. I'm back. Joe Seeger. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732, 5563. Really, I'm telling you, I appreciate so much the time that you spend with us here on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, throwing me ideas. I always appreciate those as well, believe it or not. You know, I have so much fun with Michael Moore stories. And the biggest reason being that he's just so far left that, you know, it's some of the stuff he comes up with is so ridiculous. Like, everybody thinks like he does, or should, I should say, think like he does. Very, very quick to tell you that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, always a pleasure. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. All right, got some fun numbers. I know numbers aren't really fun, but whatever. Got some fun numbers for you. Joe Biden and his tax burden, if you would. Now, I love this. I mean, I don't pretend to be a CPA. I don't pretend to be a tax person. I just find this very amusing, totally amusing. And apparently, Joey, ready for this? Now, the man makes $400,000 a year, $450,000 as president alone. Okay? Apparently, he has no investments. I mean, pretty much none. Yeah, let that sink in for a second. Owns a couple of houses, but he's got no investments. Actually, the houses, the mansions. Biden reported his adjusted gross income last year of $619,976. Let's do like they taught us in school, okay? How about that? $620,000. And we're supposed to believe that. Right? Because nothing else came in, nothing, whatever. The President and First Lady filed their income tax return jointly and paid $146,000 in federal income tax. Now, think about that. $620,000 was his total income, in essence, And he ended up paying about $125,000 in tax. No, I'm sorry, $147,000. Hey, look, I only got so many fingers and toes. Work with me here. The president and first lady, I always feel like they should pay their fair share. God, I got to send these tax returns to a friend of mine who's a CPA. I want to find out how they pulled this off with all their other investments. The only thing I can tell you, that at a quick perusal, and I'm not a tax person, he doesn't have any investments we hear about on a regular basis. So apparently, maybe, you know, these corporations, these LLCs, on paper anyway, have nothing to do with him. Him and his wife had to pay almost $31,000 in Delaware income tax. I'm sure Joe doesn't even know he paid it. Now, according to the previous tax returns, his income is actually down from where it was in 2019 when he reported making almost $1 million. Just amazing. Now, with all that money he makes, I want you to think this through. He donated $20,000 to 17 different charities. I'd love to know which ones those were. Right? Part of the donation, some of it was donated to the Bo Biden Foundation. That included, that's cool. So the $20,000, he donated $5,000 of that to the Bo Biden Foundation. Sound familiar? The public charity dedicated to ensuring that all children are free from the threat of abuse. They also donated to St. Joseph on the Brandywine. Well, they could have voted. I mean, they could have donated to St. Joseph of California. The Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors and the National Fraternal Order of Police Foundation. Okay, that's nice. Now, Kamala Harris, the VP, and her husband reported federal adjusted gross income of $450,000. They paid $88,000 in federal income tax. They had an income tax rate of 19%. Yeah, I don't want to see hers. All right? And I'm not going to just say I want to know what they're hiding, but I want to know what they're hiding. I want to know how these people claim. I mean, her net worth now, I think we just saw this the other day. Was it up at $16, $18 million from 3 or 4? How do you get there? How do you get there only making, according to her, $400,000 a year? Her investments must be fantastic. Right? And I think Trump, next time he runs, when they say we want to see your taxes, I think he should give him that 6-inch piled high papers of taxes. Let them go through it, figure it out on their own. They're ridiculous if they think, you know, again, if they think they're going to be able to pull something out of there that nails him from a tax standpoint. It's like we were talking about earlier. They have tax people at his businesses constantly there going over his numbers on a regular basis. So you can think what you want, but don't spew it out of ignorance. Have a clue. Hey, Senator Fetterman. I don't know. This stroke thing seems to have helped him or something. He breaks with the President Biden on the U.S. response to the Iran attacks. He said, we should have Israel's back. Right? One gazillion percent. Right? And I always say you give honor to whom honor's due. When the guy says something right, when the guy is right on, you need to say he's right on. Now, I know the left can't do that for Republicans, but you need to say it. Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania said that he didn't agree with President Biden on the stance that the U.S. wouldn't join in an offensive operation against Iran during an interview on Sunday. He said, saying that he would never capitulate to the fringe of his party. Now, I'm glad. He seems to have changed tremendously. CNN host Jake Tapper asked Fetterman to respond to reports that Biden told Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the U.S. wouldn't participate in any offensive operations, right, against Iran during the during his conversation with him on Sunday. Do you think that's the right call? Should direct U.S. military action, as some of your colleagues in the Senate are suggesting, should that be on the table? Now, Fetterman says in that T-shirt of his, or shirt of his, I don't agree with that. I just think we should follow and have Israel's back in the situation. I don't agree with the president. That doesn't change anything, that he's a fantastic president. I'm proud to stand with, all right, so I take it all back. Really? Really? Tapper asked Fetterman to respond to Senator Marco Rubio, who said that the fact that the White House was leaking this information about Biden-Netanyahu conversations was offensive to him because it signaled Biden was trying to appease the far left and his party. The president is entitled to his own views and whatever he decides to do, but I would never capitulate to the fringe. I'll never pander to that as well. In fact, that empowers Hamas, and Hamas are actually convinced that they're winning the PR war. They are winning. They're not convinced they are. They are. Especially in this country. You got many highly educated people telling these kids that they're right about Palestine. They're right about Israel. And they couldn't be more wrong. Fetterman went on saying, I know why they're not willing to provide any kind of proof of life. I don't know why there's not more of that conversation in the media. Like, what about the hostages? What happened to them? Where are they? Why don't we see them? Where are they now? You know what it is? They're all dead. No, this is Joe Messina speaking. They're all dead. Give us video of them alive. They can't. They're all dead. I mean, I hate to do this if one of them is listening. I'm sorry, but why hasn't the Biden, and then you'll vote him in again, but why hasn't the Biden administration said, look, nothing. You get nothing. No money, no help, no food, nothing. Until we see the hostages, until we get them back. And it's just amazing. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who will have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Does it? I just put directions in front of me. Someone's in your house. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged. Right? Truly be part of the solution. And I so much do appreciate the time you're spending with us. You know, talking about dealing with us, that kind of stuff. And I find it, you know, it's a big deal. I love when you get engaged. I love when you tell me I'm wrong. I really am okay with that. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's the way you win. You get informed, and it's great. It really is great. Okay. What was I dealing with you guys? Nothing? Was I done? No. Hey, look, what can I tell you? I do my best. Just when closing with Fetterman. Even though he loves Biden, you got to give him credit for pushing back against the others. Right? I mean, he went on to say, as Iran launched a large wave of drones and missiles towards Israel on Saturday, the Israeli military was tracking and preparing to intercept the weapons. Right? This is the first ever direct attack on Israel by an Islamic Republic. Now, earlier Saturday, Netanyahu said Israel had for weeks been preparing for possibility of a direct attack from Iran. And Netanyahu said that Israel's air defense deployed were ready for any scenario in the attack. And the White House vowed Saturday that the United States' support for Israel's security is ironclad. Well, no, that doesn't really mean it. Right? I mean, seriously. Because if he meant it, I love it. If he meant it, right, he'd be doing a lot more for them right now. He'd be speaking more positively about what they're going through, what they got. And when you look at this from day one, from the minute October 8th, we should have been all over this as Americans. Right? Enough with the money, enough with the support for Iran, enough. Even the exiled Crown Prince of Iran accused the Biden administration Sunday of appeasing the Iranian Supreme Leader. I'm sorry. The exiled Crown Prince of Iran. All right? This isn't a guy from Joe's Bar and Grill. Here is global leaders to support the Iranian people calling for an end to the Islamic Republic regime. From Tehran to Tel Aviv, he said, from Hamadan to Haifa, Iranians and Israelis know this is not the Iranian people's war. I agree with them. For the most part, I do agree with them. Right? This is Ali Khomeini, the dictator of the brutal regime's war. And they know it. They're in it. We try to figure this out. We don't need to figure it out. There's already people there who understand it. There were demonstrations, what was it, Sunday, in Paris and London and Berlin. You had Jews and Iranians standing hand in hand, singing together, supporting each other, crying with each other. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Okay, let's bring on David from San Francisco. He wants to tell me about the Palestinian hostages, or do you want to speak about the hostages that the Palestinians are holding?
Well, yeah, I somewhat agree with you that it's important to tell the truth. I mean, diplomacy is the act of saying the truth in a sideways way. And I guess you remember the way this story is being spun is Iran attacked Israel, but Iran really retaliated because the Iranian embassy was bombed by Israel.
That was for no reason.
Right. And so, and well, they
no, I'm asking you, they just figured out where they're going to set some missiles and they decided to send it to the Iranian embassy in Syria, right? No reason.
Right. And now there's in the history of embassies, you know, you go back before Shakespeare, you got you do not attack an embassy. And you start doing that, all of a sudden your embassy is at risk. That all of a sudden your Secretary of State can be assassinated. And you do not start a downhill slide like attacking an embassy. And Israel is supposed to be the wise one, right? Well, there's some Weisenheimers attacking an embassy, not only of another country, but to do it in a third country. So they attacked two countries at once. They attacked Syria and Iran at the same time. And so the drones coming out of Iran, Iran were slow motion. They took hours to get there, right? It was a countdown. The ghost is on the first step.
So David, the fact that The fact that they attacked the embassy in Syria because there were Hezbollah and Iranian operatives there, high-end operatives, that means absolutely nothing to you. And if what
you
you're stating now...
an embassy.
What's that?
You remember Khashoggi was tossed, he was chopped up by Mr. Bonesaw in an embassy?
Okay, well, what are we going over there for? I'm saying here you had a situation where you... All right, so let's just say we don't agree with that, or we agree that they shouldn't have bombed that, okay? And so how are you at October 7th? Should there be any retaliation?
Wonder,
was that okay for what they did?
I wonder why Netanyahu did nothing for 8 hours. You remember in 9/11, George Bush...
That wasn't the question. The question was, again, you do this when you call. You okay with what happened October 7th? Should there be no retaliation against Hamas?
I'm not okay with it. But Netanyahu sat on his ass for 8 hours. He allowed those people to get slaughtered. He had warnings long in advance, and he did zero for 8 hours. Now, there's something mysterious about that.
Right. But would you agree that the Jews have, or the Israelis, have every right to retaliate for what happened that day?
Well, killing 33,000 for...
Yeah, I'm not buying the number, but that's okay. Still, do they have a right to retaliate?
Is it over 20,000? Is it over 10,000? There were 14,000.
I don't know. You're talking about a regime that hides, you know, missiles, who hides guns, who hides ammunition in hospitals and schools. So I don't know what to believe about that. My question is really simple, though. It's a matter of, do you have a right to retaliate? So what's the number? Hamas killed 1,400. Should Israel be allowed to brutally kill 1,400?
So your word retaliate is the issue. You take that into court. Retaliate.
I'm not taking it into court. I'm taking it into war. Flat out war. Kids that were having a good time, not bothering anybody. To have Hamas come in there and videotape what they were doing to those kids, rape the girls, beat the girls, drag them around for the backs of their pickup trucks. But I guess that's okay. No big deal.
So
that's,
you remember all those people that got 109 people got killed in one day when they were rushing a truck that had food on it? Those people are
okay,
starving
Get back to the 1,400. Why can't you stay on topic?
Oh, darn it, Israel. Just gosh darn it. They accidentally killed 109.
Why can't you stay on topic? 1,400. What's the number?
Accidentally, they killed the food aid workers just the other day. Accidentally.
Right, yeah. Wait a minute. You're outraged at that. I love guys like you. You're outraged at that.
That there's oil.
Dave, he's outraged that the food workers were killed, the 12 that were killed, and Obama's drone attacks killed over 300 citizens. I mean, 300 civilians. That was okay, I guess. All right, Dave, you can calm down. I'll calm down. We'll get back to you later or something. I don't know. But I love these conversations because it's perfect. Right? Stay on task. Was it okay for them to kill 1,400, behead children, drag women through the street? You know, naked and rape. We're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how, no more. That's it. We entertain this stuff too long. Stop. 855-REAL-JOEY. 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time we spend together on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I really do. I like how John Kirby now, he came out earlier today, blame Trump for emboldening Iran, and I love it. It's all Trump. This is the party. They really need to change their mantra. It's not the party of the people. It's the party of not responsibility. Nothing they do. We had peace there. We didn't have any major issues going on. And Joey B gets in, and because of the hatred of the team around him, handling him, repealing everything that Trump put in place to keep us safe, now we're in the mess we're in. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Don't do anything stupid if you got to go. Otherwise, we're here for another hour. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few.
Right now.